What's going on, you dingleberry gardeners? Hope you plant a whole patch and eat them all.
Shit.
Just like your ex. Welcome to Gruntspeak Not So.
Live from the lair.
Bleep glep, and that's floop-de-doo over there.
Almost
dodging
got me with that one.
Flesh-colored phallic projectiles.
Yeah, well, I've got ammo over here now.
Yeah, you and your abortion hook that doesn't hit anything you aim at it. See?
Yeah, you're right.
Because I'm not even afraid of you. See, did you see a flinch?
Nope.
Did you see me blink?
I saw nothing.
This is from Name Redacted. He said not to give out his name, so here we go. And the story is called. So you already know that this one's going to hit you right in the feels, or what's left of them. My life with my ex and two babies passing away.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
So hopefully we can lighten the mood as we go into this, because this is something that, sadly, a lot of parents have to go through.
Yeah.
And it's a pain that I wish on no one. I don't care.
Well, I mean, yeah.
How evil
I mean,
they
losing
are.
A child is one of, I mean, psychological. What is it? Psychology Today, number one leading source of pain for parents.
Oh.
And our family court system.
Takes I bet it triggers
away from the father.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit.
I bet it triggers a lot of self deletion as well.
It does.
Wouldn't it be great to have Pop as a dad? Well, too bad. We got the dads we got. Still, not everybody's dad was great, let alone good, let alone present. Matter of fact, most of the problems we face today are because we didn't have a dad. And if men don't get these vital lessons fathers used to pass on to their children, our lives will be wasted. Thankfully, these lost lessons have been conveniently recompiled in a course by Aaron Clary titled, The Dad You Never Had. Covering everything from life's purpose, defeating laziness, developing a work ethic, personal finances, career management, women, retirement planning, and much, much more. The Dad You Never Had compiles the fatherly wisdom of Red Pill creators such as Rolla Tomasi, Rich Cooper, Aaron Clary, and even Pop himself into an intense and thorough 12-hour course. It's the easiest and quickest way to get up to speed and get on with living life. It's no substitute for a real father, but it is the wisdom and advice you need to manage your life successfully and end the misery fatherlessness has wreaked upon your life and society. So get the roadmap to a better life. Take the Dad You Never Had today. Your life is just too precious not to. Available on Teachable.com. Use the discount code BlakeIsCool to get 10% off. Link is in the Meat Gazer box.
A lot of this story, I'm not proud of myself, and looking back now, I should have grown some bulls and left earlier. Please remember that this took place in the late 80s and early 90s. Okay, so before a giant black pill was basically shoved up the asses.
Before the internet.
Men in America. When I was in high school, I met my ex, patriated, withdrawn, indignant, fornicator, entertainer. We never dated in the school. We're just friends. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That happened back in the day. These guys would, like, orbit these chicks all through high school.
Yeah, it happens, but we all know why they decide to marry the dude they were just friends with during their carousel years. And it's not because they love you.
No, they ran the clock, then they used themselves up, and they're going for the emergency bailout package.
Is he wearing a parachute?
I was what you would call blue-pilled and stupid back then.
So was I.
Well, at least you know. I graduated high school and went on with my life, and I didn't see her for 4 years. She then went into the company that I was working for, and that's when we were reunited. So this is just a mistake on top of a mistake.
Oh, my Lord.
You're going for the person that you were friend-zoned by, and
you're shitting where you eat.
There's no upside to this.
Nope, this can only end beautifully. I'm sure they're celebrating their 30th anniversary this year.
And I'm sure you meant the word poorly.
I was being sarcastic.
Yeah, I know.
Sarcasm rhymes with orgasm because it feels good. I can't remember if she asked me out or if I asked her out, but I met her over at her house the next day. I thought she had changed from when I was friends with her in high school.
Foolish mortal.
Silly rabbit. In high school, she would bend the truth about things. Yeah, that's part of somebody's fundamental character. As most Western women get older, that only gets worse, not better. When I met back up with her, she seemed to be what I would call normal, and the shagnanigans was the
best I ever had.
She was willing to do almost anything.
Love bomb.
Oh, man. Well, we've all been there. We've all been loved bombed by a chick who would do anything we wanted. And let's be honest, it was glorious until it wasn't anymore.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around what this woman was thinking at 22.
What are you going to do? She was 22.
But this is in the 80s, so apparently women operated on a slightly different psyche back then.
Maybe. I know that their fashion sense was definitely much poorer during that time. Mm-hmm. You had people who already had curly hair going to get perms because every dude, you know, gets turned on looking at the Richard Simmons haircut. Sweating to the oldies indeed.
Nah.
No, not so much. So we started a date, and everything was going great for 2 years, and that's when we started talking about the merge.
The mirage, you mean?
The shagging dropped off a little bit, but I didn't think it was anything to be concerned about. There's a natural amount of drop-off, because in the beginning, it's all puppy love, and you're learning each other.
And the feels go away.
And she wants money. Oh, wait, did I say that out loud?
Sorry. The resentment comes out.
Yeah, a little bit.
Shit goes fucking south. What are you going to do?
South of the Umama line. When we told her family, her mother disowned her because she hated me. That is the biggest red flag of all.
Yeah.
Reconning the mother. If the mama hates you for no reason whatsoever, sooner or later,
take the hint.
That stuff's hereditary. Fast forward to a month before the wedding. She talked her dad into coming to the wedding and giving her away, and her mom gave up and came. All over the milkman. I'm just saying, you know, look at the physical attributes of the dad and the daughter. If it doesn't quite line up, hang out at the house one day. Wait till the dog barks and see who comes to the door.
You look a lot like my fiance. Mr. Postman.
Your hairline looks like the postman.
There's no mistaking that Jimmy Durante schnoz. My ex-wife's mother wasn't happy about the wedding, but she decided to be our wedding photographer.
What could happen? What could go wrong?
But wouldn't you believe she
forgot,
and I'm adding the quotes here myself, to load the camera with film. No, this wasn't her getting back at her daughter for defying her will or anything. And that behavior, learned and observed by her daughter for 22 years, is totally not going to cause problems in your marriage.
No.
Because let's be honest, we are funhouse mirrors of our parents.
Listen, if you get to 18 and you don't have at least one issue, your parents didn't do their job.
Most of us will repeat a cycle began long before we were even an itch in our daddy's pants. We tend to become a weird reflection of the relationships that were our example growing up. And if her mom is a controlling, narcissistic, can't understand normal thinker,
there you go.
Guess what you're going to be faced with?
Well, like in my family, you know, my grandparents played favorites between my mom and my aunt, and it wrecked the family.
Oh, always.
And my mother did the same thing with my sister and I and wrecked the family.
This was, he continues, the October of 1997 when the wedding happened. Looking back at what happened after the wedding, I should have run. On the wedding night, my parents got us a hotel room so we could have some alone time, and she insisted on her maid of honor staying with us so they could catch up since she was living in Ohio at the time. What?
That's weird.
I would have been like, well, I mean, if you want gay sex with a witness, that's fine, but there's going to be sex happening in that hotel whether there's a witness or not.
Well, yeah, that's the way it goes.
It's my wedding night.
Something's getting wet. And it's not me in the shower.
Well, that's after.
There's going to be a wet pasta application.
Wet noodle all over your face, woman. invite your maid of honor. She can hold the video camera. How about that?
She can do CPR on your ass.
And I won't forget to load the film.
Unlike some...
That is such a lame excuse, too.
Vaginal turd dispensers. Mind you, she had already been down for 2 weeks before the wedding and living with us.
That is bizarre.
Yeah, this is her already on the wedding night asserting her will over you and...
Mm-hmm. Well, he gave her a wedding cake.
Yeah, she did.
There you go. Sometimes it double inoculates against blowjobs and sex.
She got inoculated. What can you do? You shouldn't have fed her the cake, bro. You should have fed her something else. For the next couple of years, I didn't realize that she was slowly alienating me from my family. Happens all the time.
The slow motion testiculous redonkulitis, and toxic women do this all the time. All it's SOP.
SOP for the C-U-N-T.
Mm-hmm.
But... in the earlier part of 2003, she told me that she was pregnant with my child.
Okay.
And we're off to the races. At first, I didn't believe her because she had 3 miscarriages before that, or so she told me. And I feel bad for them, if this is legit to a degree, because essentially their bodies get hopped up on the pregnancy hormones, even the bonding hormone to the child.
Oh, yeah.
And then they don't get the child. It can cause a lot of loose wiring up in
there. Yeah, my ex had 1 miscarriage, and it was devastating.
So, we started going to the doctor for her and the baby. I was so excited to meet my son because he was a little shit even in the womb. The only way we found out he was a boy is because he mooned the ultrasound tech after getting mad at her. I was such a proud dad. He continues here, when my ex-wife and I would get into an argument, my son would always take my side because he would hit her bladder and make her piss herself.
Nice.
I thought it was funny as hell. I'd be laughing too, I'm not going to lie.
That's pretty funny.
In August of 2003, I think that was about the time that we had that huge East Coast power outage, was it not?
August 2003.
She went into labor with my son, and he was only 5.5 months old in utero.
Really early.
It's very early. It went from the best time of my life, because I had thought we were out of the danger zone, to the worst in about 12 hours. He was born on August 20th at 800 hours and died 20 minutes later, while I was holding him.
Oh. That is a rough one, man.
Brother.
Shit. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I remember holding my son for the first time, and it's one of the best things that I've ever done in my life.
I almost fainted when
I can't even imagine.
When they handed me my daughter, I almost fainted. I was like, huh? Because in the back of my mind, I'm like, 18 years.
Inappropriate.
When my son passed, I believe a part of me passed as well. I asked my ex-wife if she wanted to hold our son. She told me she wanted nothing to do with it.
Mm.
I understand people have different ways of showing feelings, but...
it's a little odd.
I believe she didn't care about him at all.
Okay.
I then was so mad at her, God, and piece of shit parents that had kids but didn't want them. You know what? I get it. There's a lot of people out there who can't have children. And they see people just pumping out kids and treating them like garbage, or you know, ejecting them into the system to be, you know, wards of the state.
I mean,
and it's like, why are these people so fucking fertile?
I mean, there are some scumbag women who are so fertile. You literally walk in, throw your pants on the bed, and guess what? You're ready to go.
There was that New York Post article about the chick with 11 kids and 8 baby daddies.
But don't judge me.
Well, she definitely had a blown out, baby cannon whistle sack.
Oh, God, could you imagine the high school play curtain between her knees?
Get Don't tangled take her to up Chicago. Foghorn in the spring.
Look like beef jerky got stuck in a taffy puller. Then in 2006, everything changed again when she got preggers with my daughter.
Mm.
We found out it was around August, and by December of 2006... she was having a DNC because my baby girl died of Turner syndrome. And if you don't know what that is, it's when they're missing a chromosome. So they're just X, and that's it.
If you get 2 miscarriages and the second one has a genetic abnormality, I would highly advise anyone to get both parents tested, yes, and see if there's something going on in the background that you don't know about.
Absolutely, yeah. Because there are people out there who are not related, but they are genetically similar enough to cause problems with offspring. I actually know people that this has happened to personally. Their first child was born almost completely blind in one eye, and the second is full-blown, minimal-functioning autistic.
Yeah.
They got genetically tested, and they said, well, you're not like brother and sister or cousins or anything, but there's enough markers in common here where there's not enough differentiation to ensure these things don't happen.
I think they call it a bad stack.
Bad stack, indeed.
Well, like the two sets of DNA have problems in the same place.
Yeah.
So they come together, you're going to have the same problem.
Yeah, you're going to compound that likelihood.
Yeah, because two recessives of the same shit makes it really bad.
Yep. That could be what we have here. Mm-hmm. After that, I was empty. I didn't care if I lived or died at this time in my life.
I've been there, brother, and it's hard to come back from that. It is. I mean, I'm still fighting that fight.
Yeah, it's something that you never get over.
No, I mean,
what I know.
Literally, I'll wake up sometimes and just like, I'm dead. Because, you know, I had to change my mindset in Iraq back in the day. I can't undo it. So I deal with that all the time.
He continues, my marriage was on the rocks, and I didn't care. The only thing I really wanted was my kids back. So in 2009, we talked about adopting kids and starting a family. I was so excited, it was like I had a new life again. We started the paperwork, and for some reason that I don't understand, after getting a bigger house for the two new kids we were going to adopt, everything stopped. Not sure why. I don't know if she enjoyed giving me a little bit of hope and then taking it away or what.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Then again, I mean, when you're looking at three miscarriages plus two more.
That's a lot of psychological damage for her.
That's a lot of psychological damage, or maybe they weren't miscarriages. Potentially not the first three, because you can cause damage down there.
Yeah.
And then if, who's to say she didn't have prior miscarriages, abortions, STIs from prior men?
Her pagonosyphilades.
Because she's approaching this entire scenario from a very sociopathic standpoint.
Yeah, listen, I really can't climb into a woman's mind and figure out what they're thinking.
No.
If I could do that, this show wouldn't exist. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to happen. So, like, women do crazy ass shit, and I literally have no clue why.
It's about to get worse.
Oh, here we go.
In 2010. Everything went to shit, as if it wasn't already bad enough, when she started talking about what today would be called an open marriage.
Time to leave, bro.
Congratulations, you win divorce paper.
Yes. You are a cuck if you stay.
I opened my marriage and all I got are these lousy divorce papers, man.
God damn it.
Damn it.
Shit ain't fair.
Well, I'd be like, so did you get any strange pussy?
No.
Well, you really got fucked then.
Yeah, figuratively and literally.
Yeah.
I agreed to it as long as we were all in the same room and on the same page. All right, cameraman.
Oh, my God.
The reason I agreed to this was I was done with the life I wanted to start looking for something new while still being married and possibly having a three-way. Okay, so he's mentally checked out of his marriage at this point.
All right, now I understand that.
Yeah.
But, you know, listen, gentlemen, you got to do the right thing. You know, have some dignity, honor, and self-respect. And if you find yourself in that mindset, do the right thing and just leave.
In September of 2011, she kicked me out of the master bedroom and wouldn't talk to me and started to go out with her girlfriends. December of that year, I left for work early in the morning. I then had to go home because I forgot some paperwork.
There you go.
God.
And
all right, were we taking bets on what he's going to find?
I know exactly what he's going to find.
That's when I found my ex in bed with another man.
I don't know why I got this, but the minute you said that, I got images of the waterbed sloshing around.
I'm sure you're thinking that I beat him up, but I didn't. Remember, gentlemen, there's not a pussy you're fucking with going to jail for. I mean, it's just common sense.
But we'll wage wars over
exactly.
A good vertical axe wound slot C.
Helen of Troy, anybody?
Yeah. Mm.
All I could do was start laughing because I opened the door to the master bedroom because I heard talking. I didn't recognize the voice, and there she was in sexy lingerie, and this guy that smelled so bad he made my eyes water.
Holy crap.
Ooh.
What the hell's that about?
I told her to meet me out in the living room, and I was in the kitchen. I was still laughing my ass off because all I could think was how much she had downgraded.
Wow.
This is a man completely checked out.
Yes, it is. It's done.
It's done. And honestly, if that's the point where you're at and she suggests an open marriage, yeah, ride it into the beach and then just eject when you feel like the time is right. That was a rule in Three-Way Survival Guide.
Mm-hmm.
I know we were arguing, but all I could do was laugh. The important part is I can't remember anything that she was yelling at me about. Then he came out of the bedroom and said something that made me start laughing again.
I apologize for being an inconvenience.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be honest. If the husband catches you, you know, shtipping his wife, you might expect to catch, I don't know, terminal lead poisoning.
It might be, yeah. Two lead pills will cure your last headache. I'm just saying.
Yeah, at terminal velocity.
I told him that I was inconveniencing him because he wasn't getting any pussy.
All right, he handled that quite well.
What is the expression you always said? The I don't care light is on and he is moving forward and I don't give a fuck speed.
I used to say that all the time in the Army.
I then remember telling my ex, there's no way in hell that I'm banging her anymore and I want a divorce. And I walked out to go to work. I believe she thought that I was going to be like her father when she was growing up. Oh, no. Are we about to find out some more shit here? Yep. Her mother cheated on her father.
There we go.
Multiple times, and he didn't divorce her, and they're still together to this
day. That's why you recon the mother!
You could have avoided this whole heartache, bro, if you had just recon the mother.
That's right. Oh, my Lord.
Never, ever let a woman love bomb you into forgetting common sense.
Well, common sense isn't so common anymore, especially when they're teaching everyone how to think, not what to think.
Amen to that. Wow. I think my ex-mother-in-law has something on him that's really damaging, so he stays. Wouldn't shock me.
Mm-hmm.
I then called my parents. I hadn't talked to them in a long time. I remember going to Texas, where they were living, to see them again. My dad asked me, if he paid for my divorce, would I leave her? I told my dad that I had the paperwork already done.
Nice.
I just needed to file. With my parents' help, I filed, served her with divorce papers, and would you believe that 2 days before the divorce would have been final for a non-contested divorce, she filed her paperwork, so we had to see the mediator.
That was done on purpose.
Yep. She wanted to lull you into a false sense of security and then surprise you.
Or extend it, turn it into like a whole nut roll.
In the meeting, I gave her everything. Furniture and everything. All I wanted was out. Before the mediator took the paperwork to the judge, I made a request for my last name back. Mm. The judge agreed, and she had to pay another $600 to change her last name back to her maiden name. The funny thing my parents witnessed was my father-in-law yelling at my ex-wife after she came out crying. He told her to suck it up. This is what you wanted. I really missed that, man.
Nice.
So his father-in-law was actually kind of a based man when he didn't have his nuts shackled to a radiator in his own basement.
Or, you know, they're in his wife's purse.
As for me, I'm still working on being a better man.
Mm.
I've been watching Terrence and Blake, as well as Strong Successful Male, for a couple of years now, and I've learned a lot. I know you say to never date a single mom, but I started dating her before I found the RP channels.
Mm.
We still have our ups and downs, hopefully all in the bedroom and nowhere else, but we're still together after 11 years, and I have two wonderful stepdaughters that I love with all my heart, and they love me.
Good. It's very rare.
It is rare. Now, if she's a widow, fine.
Fine.
And there are some women out there who do just pick wrong,
yep.
And they're not vile, evil people. We're not saying all single moms are bad people. Most of them just happen to be felony factories.
That's right. And the price of trying to find them is so egregious that men just can't afford it.
Exactly. And it's a high-risk investment no matter which way you slice it, and most of the time you're going to crap out.
Yep.
If you think that I'm going to marry her, you're wrong. Had to go Trump on that one.
Don't do it.
Never getting married again. If I wasn't so blue-pilled, I would have left my ex-wife after my son passed away, but I had this thing in my head that I would be a failure if I got divorced. Does that sound familiar?
Yes, it does. And I wonder if he went through the red pill rage after his divorce. Most guys do. It lasts about 3 to 5 years.
I'd put money on it. Or maybe it was all the manipulation that she'd been doing to me throughout the years. But in a lot of situations, being divorced is the best thing ever. Mm. I would like to thank you guys for everything that you do, and don't stop. We all need some drunk, crazy uncles in our lives.
Listen, some of the best life advice that men ever get is from the black sheep uncle.
Bunch of Gary Buseys running around, man. P.S. The reason I don't believe her about the pregnancy of my son is that she was a big woman. The lowest she ever got was a size 14, which is, you know, a respectable full German.
Yeah, yeah.
The biggest she got before the divorce was a size 26.
Yeah, bro. That is, yeah, that's...
Wow.
Yeah, that's a walking asteroid belt right there.
That's why I wasn't sure if it was fat or a baby bump. Huh. Sorry if this was too long.
No,
it's all good, man. We had a lot to say about this one. So
yeah,
your email wasn't too long. It was just we kept getting ideas from what was going on in here.
And listen, my heart goes out to you about the stillbirth. That's
having your firstborn die in your arms.
Now, if all of those children would have been born and he would have got divorced from her,
his life would have been over.
Yeah, you would have been ruined for quite some time.
Yeah, he would have been completely ruined. He might not be here to write this email.
Yeah.
Because that happens to a lot of guys. Like, they realize that, now I have two choices, both with the same outcome. I'm a deadbeat dad. I can either work my ass off to pay the child support and not see my kids, therefore I'm a deadbeat dad, or I don't pay the child support and try to see my kids and I'm still a deadbeat dad.
Which usually means you run. A lot of those guys run, and I can't blame them.
We get stories like this, and it just harkens back to things we've been telling you for years. Recon the mother, and never, ever, ever let a woman alienate you from your support base.
Yep.
Because as soon as that happens, as soon as you allow that to happen, she's got you.
Well, the thing is she does that so none of your friends or family warn you about the nefarious horse shit she's doing.
Exactly. It's not that she wants you all to herself. That's how they paint it, mm-hmm. to try to make you feel special. No. It's because they want you all to themselves with no interference for the hoops and cats and chainsaws juggling and all the jumping through hoops of fire she's going to have you do.
And as time goes on, it gets worse. After 10 or 20 years, oh my God, they get really insane about it.
Oh, because it's just like any addict. They become addicted to the power that they have over their man. And what do addicts constantly have to keep doing? Upping the ante to chase the dragon, because the initial high is always better than what they're currently experiencing. So if you let her get away with this early on...
It's on you, bro. Gonorrhea!
Scotchy jingles!
Yeah. Sounds exciting, but not.
No, it's really not. Yeah. All right, dudes. Thank you very much for the story, Mr. Anonymous. Hope you liked our interpretation of it. If you guys want to hear your story on the air, send it on to us. We got a link tree down in the Meat Gazer box. Click it, and you know where to stick it.
Make it happen.
Do it now.
All right. Take it easy.